You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
This is John Batchelor. Colleague John Hardy of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies assesses the NATO summit just concluded at The Hague positively for the United States and its relationship to NATO, for the United States and its relationship to Ukraine. Here's John Hardy on the success of the NATO meeting, including a meeting between President Trump and President Zelensky about the immediate future in the contest. More of this tonight.
I think the NATO summit was pretty successful overall. That commitment to 5% is really, really important. And I note that one other thing that falls within that 1.5% of kind of soft defense money is investments in a defense industrial base. That's really important. And that's also an area where Europe can cooperate and already has begun cooperating with Ukraine. I think that, President Trump seems to have viewed the summit very positively and is very happy with the European kind of step up on defense spending. So that's really a key outcome. I think, President Trump had a pretty good meeting with Zelensky. So I think, right now Trump is pretty convinced that, the Ukrainians are not the impediment to a peace deal. It is, in fact, the Russians. So in my view, President Trump has diagnosed that correctly.